Hi, good morning, everybody. So we're holding here in the middle of Perek Zion about the Perek on mitzvahs, time on mitzvahs, and so on. So now the Rambams. So he had just said before that the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are gzeiros and Kal Yisrael. So now he's going to argue with the Rambam more nevuchim. Shadas Chazal Shagozolina mitzvahs veinlem tam. Rakshem gzeiros the nasi shol tsarfos yishos mitzvahs. So he says they're just gzeiros in order to test a Klal Yisrael to see if they'll keep it or not. I'm not sure exactly where he's coming from. I mean, the bottom here he brings the Rambam more nevuchim. Kol ha-mitzvahs yesh lem siba, and so on. So I'm not sure exactly what he means that they don't have a tam, but they're just there to see if we'll keep it or not. But upon him, he's quoting like that, and he says v'heivas emamorim zal beishis rabba v'chima ichpase la-kadosh baruch hu. This is the famous makor. If he's Sheikh Matsava, Sheikh Ma'arif, or Linta Mitzvah, or Tzafla, and Abrius. Shenema, Kol Imras, or Lakai Tzufa, Adkan. Upir, Sharamam, Zalbazer, Kashemisberg, Nosan, Hamitzvah, and Nasa, Tzafla, and Abrius, Vedaitas, Behamshel, or Behamoshel, Kilachol Mitzvah, or Mitzvah, Ein Sophic, Sheshba, Tamla, Matzimitzah, Zeus. Avaledvaram, a protein, Shem Mitzvah, So this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is very adamant that every mitzvah has a tam, that it can't be a mitzvah have no tam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no tam for the prote mitzvahs. So the Rambam Shita is that we can find timing for the general mitzvah, and every mitzvah must have a tam. That's something that's absolutely muchrach, except the details are lav dafka. I want to talk a little bit about this Shita Rambam, because the Shita Rambam applies to many more places. The Rambam, for instance, when he speaks about, I can think of two or three more places where he speaks about l'mashal. When you have a nevuah, that's a marshal. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw horses, and they're white, and they're red, and they're this, and they're that. All of those nevuahs where you have a marshal. So the Rambam says, I can give you an explanation. The explanation is a general explanation, but not every single detail it has a specific explanation. Let's give a mashal in Milad Alma. If let's say I tell a story, whatever it is. So a normal person will put a little color into the story. Let's say I want to tell you about somebody on a winter night. And I tell you, this person was very, very cold, and everybody was bundled up in their scarves and their coats and their gloves. And Ani came to the door, and he has foot stuck, and so on. So I expect that the person, the mashal is something about an Ani and stuck and cold. Why I said the scarf and the gloves and the coat, and why the order was the scarf and the glove and the coats, I don't need to find an answer for that. That's part of the story. So whenever I tell a story, there are going to be details that are there just to make the story a story. That's the Rambam's Shita as far as the Nevuahs go. Nevuahs are all full of meaning, obviously, but those meanings are the general meanings, not specific. There's another place, the Rambam says more about time and mitzvahs. He says chuka achas. He says, I don't need to find a reason why every mitzvah is perfect for every person in every circumstance. So, l'mashal, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah, and this mitzvah is something that is a good mitzvah in general, even if for this particular person, this particular circumstance, the mitzvah is not good, so what? I only need to be Tefes the Beitz Klal. So the Rambam Shita, two, three, four places that I know of, is that I can understand the Torah al pi a general sense of tam, a general sense of what's good, what's right, etc. That is the Rambam's Shita. He argues here, and also the Mekubalim in general, Ramchal, so they argue on this point. And Lamashal, let's go into the Rambam's Shita about any time there's Haksham in the Torah, where the Torah says a particular description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can say it's a general metaphor. You know, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a gibor to do milcham and so on and so forth. That's a general metaphor, I can explain it. I do, however, have a problem explaining something like, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a long white beard. What does that mean? There's a passage like that in Daniel. I mean, what does that mean? There are many metaphors like that that don't have an easy explanation. They're not obvious in terms of what it means. So they learn, the Mekubalim learn, obviously, not like that in terms of Pratim and so on and so forth. I want to try to give a little bit of a hesber in what the Machlekes is. The Rambam is coming from it's coming from a perspective of, we take things as they are in this world, and we're painting a picture. In other words, the Derech HaPshat, and it's a perfectly reasonable, valid way of explaining, is I am constructing something from this world elements to describe something else. So if, let's say, I'm sitting with a group of people and I want to give a mushel, let's give an example. I have a person who I'm trying to describe. Let's give a different example. Let's say I want to paint a painting of somebody. I want to give you over a sense of what a person looks like. So what I do is I paint a painting, and if I have deep insight and very artistic, the painting will give off a sense of the person. So let's say this person was very, very frightening. He was a person who cast like an awe. So the painting will do the same thing. The details of the painting are pieces that I needed to convey a message. So I started with different pictures. I put them together in a way that projects what that person, so it's milamata lamala. I'm coming from here, from different pieces that you're familiar with, I construct something. Let's say I write a story, a novel, that I want to bring out a certain person's godless. So let's say if it's a novel, I'm using pieces that the individual pieces may or may not be right, but by putting it together in a certain way, I'm giving you over an image of somebody and so on. That's one mahalach. On the other hand, let's say I have a photograph. A photograph, every point on the image represents something. Whether I like it or don't like it, whether it's relevant or irrelevant, it's there. Let's say I take a record. Anything which starts with that, a historian might start with millions of pages of history, of records. Each one of those records represents something that happens. And that's why a historian's problem is to try to pick out the pieces that really represent the whole. Not big. You can't, no one can read a million pages on every item he wants to. There are two mahalchim, and both are Torah. One is milamata lamala, and that was the Rambam. The Rambam was the ultimate in Mor Nevuchim, of taking an understanding of the world as we have it, starting with this world, and then constructing pictures for something above. So when I tell over a story, when I tell over something that is events that happened here, and I'm trying to project Hashkacha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu and Hagadosh Baruch Hu, I only get an approximation. So I give you when I paint a picture and that's Nevuah, it can only be approximation. I'm using crude pieces from this world to construct something else. So just like if I take if I take a crayon and try to draw a picture of a person, I'm going to do as much as I can, but I'm starting with givens. The other mahalach of Kabbalah was the opposite. The mahalach of Kabbalah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is it starts with an abstract conceptual hanhaga lamala. It makes its way down to our world. And what we get is not a painting, but a picture. Now, some of the details may make sense to us, some would not. But it's a mitzvah, whether we like it or not. So the Olam HaMitzvah is like that, Nevuah, everything like that. Because when we're dealing with a mitzvah lamala that projects itself lamata, we may or may not understand, it doesn't make a difference. Now, I want to point out a milus. So this is the difference between the Rambam, who's the in Mor Nevuchim is the extreme of that. On the other hand, you go to the Mekubalim, and it's the exact opposite. I want to explain the milus of each one. So today you have the people who deny Kabbalah. That's one mahalach. Or you have people who do away with the Rambam and whatever mahal. The Rambam just speaking as sort of the embodiment of it. But you know they poo-poo that and this and that and so forth. I want to explain that it's like a person does lumdus without pshat. He gets it wrong. Let's take an example, something more contemporary. A person sits down and he teaches people using, let's say, a mahalach like a Shlomo Shofol Hirsch. Shlomo Shofol Hirsch would be the equivalent of the Baal of the Rambam. Torah is there to make man into a good man, to make society into a pleasant society, for it to work, and so on and so forth. And I take a picture and paint Torah like that. It's a beautiful painting. It does fall short in the Pratim. It's very, very, very hard to get all the details right. Even though it's fascinating, I don't know if people know about it, I have a friend of Elimeir Klugman, who is a great-great-grandson of the great-great-great-grandson of the Reb Shlomo Shofol Hirsch. He showed me also the papers, Reb Shlomo Shofol Hirsch for Chorev, which is his Sefer HaMitzvahs, had all the Mekoros of Chazal for everything listed, plus the Zohar. People don't know that. Then he wrote his Sefer using that raw material in a way that he built his picture. But actually, a person learns that he starts with a noble human being and a healthy society as being the tachlis. Then he goes to give it, and he paints how to do that. And so a person poo-poos that, and instead he learns Kabbalah, that this does this tikkun, this does this tikkun, this does that tikkun, the other tikkun, that disconnected, this and that, and so forth. He may actually miss out the point that Torah is there to make a person into a noble human being and society into a good society. It's not positive. If a person goes to tzedakah immediately because tzedakah does this tikkun and that tikkun and this parts of that parts of, he sometimes is getting it wrong. Like a person who never learns mashal and goes straight to Reb Chaim Griska. In wrong order, no understanding of what's there, and rather just kind of, it's detached from reality. Yes, the people who got stuck on and stayed in the olam of the physical, it's crude. At the end, but when we have, so sometimes a painting is a much better portrayal than a picture is. If I want to get across a certain point, I will emphasize the important, de-emphasize the unimportant, present it in a way where a person gets the point of it. So the marshal, or a post a picture. If a person takes 1,000 pictures of a battlefield, he may not get the sense of the tragedy until he has a picture of somebody with a child who just was killed. You know, all the pictures of a child. Sometimes that's because it starts with what we understand and then builds a picture that sometimes is much more on target. Al-Gopanim, this is a very central feature where on the one hand, yes, it completes the picture when we have the deeper meaning, but it's a much more precise and exact key for understanding. But if you skip the olam of Pshat, which is, again, one is Milamata Lamala, one is Milamata. One starts with our reality and builds a tower upwards. One starts with a pure objective reality and then goes down. One more area where I think this is Nogea, very relevant. If a person learns the Mashal Halacha, so let's take the Rambam. So the Rambam is a Halacha Sefer. It is A, not always Kilchasa, because we don't pass like Rambam always. B, the Rambam is missing a lot of details. And the Rambam doesn't bring things that are nothing more than that. On the other hand, the Rambam gives you a picture of the whole that you don't get from the details. So if a person starts with Shulchan Aruch, he a lot of times will have a lot of details that don't fit into any structure, and don't make sense in the big picture. For being exact and precise, he's paying without understanding the picture. He's much better off sometimes looking at the Rambam and then learning the Shulchan Aruch, because the Rambam shows you the whole picture and gives you a picture, and then you fill in the details which don't exist in Rambam. Okay. The Maral argues on this, and the way I'm explaining it, he argues on this as being the ultimate explanation. I'm not sure where the Maral saw the Pasuk. I have a different place to see the Pasuk, and I'm not sure why he doesn't. Rashi says, "Raki shamlocha petishas vamela." He says, "Oz kishaloi tishkechoisam vitasal mitasam." If you do it precisely, tachshavu chacham nevoinim vim ta'afzoisam. If you distort the mitzvah, Rashi says, "Mitoich shikha." So the Rashi says over here that if we don't do mitzvahs precisely, we're going to be considered shaitim. Clearly. So if a person keeps Shabbos, but he messes up on Beir, and he does it, he's already considered shaitim. If Shabbos as a whole is what it's about, and the details are details, so why is that called... Why would it be called a shait? I would have brought Rashi, which is probably a Sifri over there, to support it. Maybe that's what he intends. Now, the Maral, by the way, it sort of, I don't know if it's a shita. The Maral's godless was, he was Yonik from Kabbalah, which means the understanding that every prat, mineu bei, Mi'atzmoi has meaning and a very specific meaning. There are no approximations in Torah, but the Maral also understands that he converts it into a language that makes sense beside this world. It's not quite the Pshat Shafal Hirsch language where things are, and you know, for the good of society, etc. We understand it, but they're sort of philosophic terminology, which is a physical reality of sorts. Varamban pirsh bezeh ki mashama vechimea ichbas hakadosh baruch hu rotzuleima al derech vim tzadakta matifalei. So Ramban explains that mitzvahs are not for hakadosh baruch hu. Person shouldn't think we're serving him in the sense that we're doing something for him. Al bevar hakadosh baruch hu mitzvah ta'el zelot evlan leim kol hayam. Mitzvahs are there for us. When we honor God and tell the glory of God and sing His praise and all that, we're obviously not doing anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nonsense. Al zeh mei birayim na sheikhim na tzava min oiref leima shekun te'elas lanu leila HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemai ichmas lei. Al alonahem ladichenu b'nesivus rachmim apishas hashchita. So this is all there to give us those midos. It's hard to believe that the Rambam would argue on this prat. on this point that he's making. It's hard for me to believe Rambam thinks why he's telling us, but like upon him, the understanding of what Chazal meant, v'chima ichbaslei, the Rambam's ichbaslei means that the details of the mitzvah are not of specific consequence. The details are just there because that's where it is. We keep it. A mitzvah needs some context. So this is where it is. That's that. Whereas Ramban says the point Chazal is chima ichbaslei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. It's not a to'elas. The point of the point of all the mitzvahs is to give us very positive virtues and values. So he doesn't like Ramban either. So I think I don't think the Maharal is arguing with the Ramban that the purpose of mitzvahs is to make us better people. I don't think anyone argues on that. I mean, I don't think anyone can hold that the Talmud of mitzvahs is to make us into anything other than that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it. That their whims, none of that makes sense according to anybody. I don't think it's a plausible sheet to hold, and like anybody like that. I think what he means is as follows, and this makes sense in what he's saying. The Ramban seems to say, or the way he learns Ramban is as follows: the mitzvahs are there so that we could learn midas tavis from it, as opposed to. If a person does good things, Masha, if you take a kid and you train him to say hello, goodbye, please, you know, and so on, whether the kid understands the lumdus of it or not, he becomes a better person, becomes a good person. The Ramban, or at least the way the Maharal understood it, means it's to teach us a conscious lesson. We learn the parasha of Kansipur. We do Kansipur. We say, wow. This teaches us to be rachmim, and we need to learn from it. And that, the Maharal says, is impossible because a lot of mitzvahs we don't know. And some mitzvahs even like Ken Sipper. This is, you know, I keep getting this, you know, from people. Well, it seems to be the opposite of rachmim because there are good. It's one thing when you want to eat eggs and chase the bird away. There are plenty of good yidden that run around looking for birds with eggs to chase away. So how could that be good? I mean, it's not so obvious to people that it's good. So that's his kasha Ramban, which again the Ramban probably means to say that a person subconsciously does what he needs to do. That a person sort of when he's doing something is doing it. So then the Maharal is going to say his understanding of time and mitzvahs. Omnu mashomek lenitna teirak tzarav habrius ein apirish ke mitzvah he mitzarav adam. It doesn't mean that it teaches a person. So to say that the mitzvahs are a overt teaching of what's right and what's wrong, that can't be because there's much that we don't know. Aval ha-mitzvahs be'atzmam. And this is, like I said before, they change a person for the good just by doing them. So, and it means that when a person is given a Seder Hayom that's good, let's give an example. Imagine somebody is living a very hefkedic life, and it's everything leads to trouble. So he's sleeping at odd hours, playing at odd hours, doing at odd things, odd times, no Seder structure. So things really become a mess. And everything becomes a chorban. Everything feeds into everything else. that is, that's a picture of a normal situation. I take a person and I put him into a normal mahalach. There's seder, there's structure, there's time. When I put the person into a right sederayon, the person does much better, much healthier, does much better, and so on. Because he's got, you know, time to sleep, time to eat, time to learn, time to this and that. Also, something about the seder hadvarim is mashpi on the person. Whether or not I'm conscious of it, doing things in a structured way makes me, it imposes a certain sense of authority, organization, obligation, duty. It sort of gives me certain midas tovos, mitzad seder advarim. When a person does mitzvahs, even if he understands not what it is, but as long as he's cognizant of the fact that it's a mitzvah, it's mashpi on the person. The ilakech sidah Hashem Yisroch of mitzvahs they sasek, they say there's a adam and a yetzan seder klal. So the person fits into the structure. And the Kalal Gadol is something which loses its structure, loses itself. One of the things that it's connected, the mitzvot is connected the Gidin. The Ramach Evarim is connected. This one of the connected. And the Gidin are, it's a very elusive term, but it means different things. Today, biologically, the word Gidin, the way Chazal, doesn't mean anything. But it does mean overall what we would call connective tissues of sorts. It could be blood vessels, nerves, sinews, etc. In other words, those are the things that provide cohesion in the body. They provide structure in the body. Olahiris kmitzus loisa say loisin ladam seder sheitzim in a roy nasadam yadzai mitzvus kulo mitzvus loisa say. So all the mitzvus menachem mitzvus loisa say, because it starts with Adam is created mitzalma d'musay with a certain salma l'kim. You destroy that if you start acting out of a seder. If you eat more than you should, less than you should, you strain yourself more than you should, you work yourself out less than you should. All of those can cause a person to leave the seder advarim. Kulan says the k'moshe b'ane in yelo sheva mitzvah chibur gurus Hashem ayin sham v'ze ki k'vamano sh'odim yesh seder ba'atzmoi v'chola shahu mesuda. So the reason why it's Zayim Mitzvahs is because every cube has six sides to it, and the seventh will say the second. So it means there are six possible ways of leaving that. So any structure, so everything has six sides, three axes and two directions in each axis. So every structure has three axes. Malamata, you mean smoil, panim achor. And veilut vavdvarim imashesh on the tiyam and ayichu vasedah shalom. Avla bitl agamri dobazulas of uyin shvi. Uyin shvi is always the structure together, the whole mitzias of the thing together. So, and I think we explained this a few times. When I have a car, I have I have all the parts, and each and every part could become ruined and broken. There's another echatimtzu where every single part is perfect, but I disconnected the parts. So I have now a bag full of spare parts. I have no car, because the inyan shvi is, you have three axes with two directions on each axis, and then I have the mitzias of it all together. It says, the concept applies to mitzvahs. So you see that you can use the term yamin and smol even on things that are not physical. It's a meaningful term. So the first tachlis of mitzvahs, or the tachlis of mitzvahs in the world of Ben Noach, is to preserve Tzuras Adam in this world. So Tzuras Adam comes to this world. So just like you have Malachim that became Nephilim because they couldn't handle this world, we coming into this world, if we don't keep this framework, it's going to, things will start becoming distorted and they'll become ruined. So the tachlis of these mitzvahs is to keep the things within their seder. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, any points?
I'm just trying to understand the concept of the Rambam that the focus is the klolim and the general picture that that Torah is supposed to build. It's finding it's difficult to be misyashiva alei when there's such an emphasis on halacha and on nekudas, and we spend so much time just trying to mevare the finest points, and then send tachlis Torah the big picture.
So you're asking a shayla on which shita?
On the sheet of the Rambam, just to understand better the sheet of the Rambam.
Right. So I think the Rambam's point, well, the Rambam's nekuda is that, look at the Rambam himself. He wrote all of Mishnah Torah. The Rambam will hold that it certainly is the appropriate context. For whatever reason, all these pratim are the appropriate pratim for the whole picture. It's just not going to work without it. But not that there's anything specific about it. At least man cannot understand anything specific about these things. So dragging your brains to understanding every detail of a mitzvah is futile. Is there something necessary? So Lamash, let's give an example. Or if I teach somebody how to use a computer, so I need to teach him anything about the external controls, when you press this, when you press that, when you punch in this command, that command, so on. But I don't really have to understand why all those wires in the back are there for. They're not, so for the person who's using a computer just to mixad the chitzayne shabai, I can be a whiz at making systems work without understanding the hardware really. So the mitzvah like that also. I need to understand the chelik that I'm engaged in, but there's a lot of it that's there, but Kadosh Baruch Hu understands why that's an appropriate way to do it. But in Hilchis, a tyrant knows understanding, I don't need to understand. I think that's the Rambam will hold.
So if you ask the Rambam, why are all those pratim there?
So like
you
say,
that's kilu, not your chelik to go into that.
Correct. When you have a computer that the hardware is broken, you go to a technician who knows what the wires are doing there. When you want to know how do I get Word to do this and to do that, I go to somebody that knows how it works. Tachlis, he may have zero understanding of the hardware, but he's very, very good at how it works. The chelik, so the mitzvahs have what to do, that's halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and understands why this. Even let's give an example, like let's take the Rambam's pshat, that chukah achas, that mitzvahs don't need to be understood that they're best for everybody all the time. They're best for the klal also. It is perfectly right. The mashal, let's say somebody breaks a rule in a school, and the tachlis of that rule may not apply to that particular person. But I tell them there's a school here. There are 100 kids, there are 500 kids. If you're breaking the rule, destroys the school as a whole. So you're right. One person eating lunch in the middle of class may not destroy the class. But if one person eats lunch, then in Ladova safe. So it's right. So when I'm told not to eat lunch in the middle of class, I don't have to think that my lunch will destroy the school, but it will destroy it because of the ripple effect. So whatever it is, mitzvahs have support pieces which might be there just for the bigger picture. And that's perfectly legitimate. So the Rambam says the need to understand is the klal yishaboy. I do not have to explain to you why every detail of every mitzvah fits every person at every time perfectly. I don't need to explain it. I don't need to understand it that way. It's perfectly legitimate to understand otherwise. And the truth is, we don't have an ex. By telling me that this part of his mesak and this zivuk and it does this, does that, it's not the type of explanation that is terribly meaningful for us. It's a technical explanation, but it's not terribly meaningful for us.
Is it?
What?
Isn't the whole mosig of, let's say, Chassidus, like taking Kabbalah and painting a picture with it, painting a practical picture?
Yes. Now the question is, if a person is a shtickel bal madrega, and these things are meaningful for him, so then he enters a world beyond his world. But for a lot of people, where it's not meaningful, when the equivalent of mitzvahs, it becomes like you have to, you know, it becomes technical details, and I don't live that world, I'm not sure if that's helpful. What Chassidus tried to do was to take Kabbalah and give it over in terminology that starts becoming meaningful to us. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Dveikus Boy and His Iris. The Chassidus is firm rarely, except maybe one or two, but the vast majority of Chassidus is firm. What they're trying to do is use those Musagim and be some intermediate layer of understanding, Avodas Hashem somehow with it. But when you get to the technical stuff and people who their equivalent, the emotional equivalence of doing the mitzvah is plumbing, by doing this, I mean mechabed this sphere to that sphere, this sphere, this sphere, and the other thing. Yeah, and we at the end, this all brings Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael. No, you know, when you ask to give tzedakah to an ani, so one derech is to be meorer empathy in a person and tell them, look at this person, step out of your own shoes and put some of that person's shoes or lack of shoes and look at what it means to struggle and snap. Or tell the person the zivug and the yichud that Stucker makes is between the this pechin and that pechin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes this instead of that. Which one builds a better person? So a person who has the empathy, and then he goes a step further and understands where empathy comes from, Ashrei v'toivlei. But the person substitute one for the other, I'm not sure which is better. I am quite sure actually. but it's not, and that's why. It's a chaval. I mean, somebody, a certain person somewhere, not in America. So we're is writes extremely well, and this is a person who's trying to teach women, especially, all sorts of things, up in Kabbalah and this iron, this net. And the person writes very well. This person, actually, a few people like that. And my sense of it is that. I'm very wary of people skipping steps, and especially a woman whose tendency is to be part of a real mitzvah. And am I elevating a person, or am I what's the right word for it? Am taking him out of reality? The difference between an elevated person and a person who's cut off from reality is Shemayim Varetz. They both seem to be otherworldly, but one of them is a sulam that sits of Arts of Vajra Magia Shemaima, and one of them took a hot air balloon and forgot to get the brakes and is just, you know, floating away till they crash or whatever. I don't know. You know, I'm not, on the other hand, taking everything and reducing it just to the equivalent of Dale Carnegie is also is limiting things. The ideal of Torah is Yaakov Avinu's Sulam Nitzav Arts of Rosh Megiyah Shemaima. We have our feet firmly planted in this world with people, with needs, and so on, and we slowly ascend the ladder to a world beyond this world, where this is a detail of something much bigger than that. Okay, I have to run. Beseder, guten, take care.